Well, you were talking about a dance. Would they ever have a dance at people's houses?
Oh, yeah.
What type of dance would they have there?
They would dance, not the dance to dance today, but they used to dance with the girl and the boy would dance together. Put one hand around the waist and hold the other hand in your hand.
What do they call those things they play in the mouth?
Harmonica.
Or?
I dance with harmonicas or with a violin or guitar. No, I never danced with that. One of those, what you call it, I forgot the name. I never danced on that, but I went to many dancing parties with a violin or guitar.
Do you know what a faded dough was?
Well, we never had that. Yeah, that's the Opelousas and them places give them faded dough, you know.
Okay.
That never was done around here. But they do that at Opelousas. The French people like that do that. We never.
Now, school, about 4 o'clock was when the time that school.
Three o'clock was the time the school would go out. From 9 to 3 when I went to school.
Okay. Usually, after you got the cotton picker in September, that was when school.
Yeah.
What?
Well, over here, you see, they never had that. We never had the school at the time. You see, it's just like in a strawberry country. The school used to finish early enough so they could pick their berries. They used to start early and finish early. And in cotton country, where they pick cotton, when the school was over when the cotton was open, ready to pick, the school was over. I've seen cotton here, but that's been when I was a small boy.
Now, say a boy left home to go to school and didn't show.
He just ran away from school. That's what we used to call it.
What if he, if he didn't go to school one day, the teacher would accuse him of doing what?
Well, playing hooky, but in those days, children, people had to work. In other words, it wasn't nothing for your daddy to say, well, they said, you can't go to school today. You got the tin cone, or you got the plant cone, or you had something to do with your livelihood, you had to, either that was time to plant it, and you just had to stay there and plant corn, or you had to stay there and tin corn, or I don't know if you ever done that or not, but we used to plant corn by hand, drop corn. And if a day that your daddy needed you, he said, well, today you ain't gonna be able to go to school because I can't get along by myself. You'll have to, and that's got to be done today. You got to stay and help me.
Yeah.
Stay and help me plant that corn.
You go to school to get a, what?
And school today, you can't punish the children. The teacher used to take corn and put on the floor and make you kneel down on that corn, if he won't punish you, If you done something that wasn't right, if you didn't study your lesson right, or if you had trouble with somebody, or if you talk in school or something, if you done something so he could punish you, put you kneeling down on corn. Today you can't whip a child, or you can't do this, or you can't do that, But when you went to school in those days, you was under supervision of that teacher. That teacher done what he wanted with you. If you want to whip your tail, he'd whip it. And if you want to put your kneeling down on corn, he'd put you there.
Did that hurt your knees?
Do it hurt your knees?